Nearly 2 months after shuttering non-essential businesses in Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak says the state will move into phase one of reopening at 12:01 on Saturday morning. That means retail establishments, restaurants, barbershops, and salons across the state can reopen tomorrow, but not without some restrictions. To help us break down the governor's order, I'm joined now by KUNR's Paul Boger. Paul, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So break down this new order for me. Are all businesses allowed to open, or are there still restrictions in place?
Right. Under the governor's roadmap to recovery, the state is about to move into what's called phase one. That means businesses that are allowed to reopen this weekend include dine-in restaurants, retail establishments, marijuana dispensaries, and personal care services like barbershops and salons, so people can finally go get a haircut if they like. But there are still restrictions in place. All businesses wishing to reopen must adhere to social distancing guidelines. That means restaurants or retail stores can only allow up to 50% of their capacity in the door at any one time. And those haircuts, those have to be by appointment now. No one can just walk in off the street. Workers are also being highly encouraged to wear face coverings. Actually, it's required in restaurants. And employers are also being encouraged to bring workers back in phases as well. You know, not all at once. Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Sisolak told reporters he understands how difficult this has been for everyone.
More patients on our behalf will mean less patients in our emergency rooms and our hospitals. That's important for everyone to understand. I know people are anxious. I know people are eager. But patients will help us keep the number of our hospitalized patients to a minimum.
You know, that being said, though, not every business is going to be allowed to open. Bars, nightclubs, spas, movie theaters, tattoo and piercing parlors, casinos, among others, you know, all of them will remain closed in phase one.
Is there any sense of how long those businesses will have to stay closed?
It's hard to know at this point. Casinos are under the purview of the Gaming Control Board, so they'll officially announce when gaming can resume. As for the others, the directive for phase one is set to end on May 31st. Does that mean we immediately head to phase two? Unfortunately, Sisolak didn't give any specifics on what criteria the state needs to meet to move on to the next stage. He says it's largely going to depend on the virus and how well Nevadans continue to weather the storm.
Hopefully everything will continue to go well. Their trajectories will continue on their downward slope. We'll get more testing in place. We'll continue to have surge capacity in the hospitals. And then we'll be able to have a phase two, which will allow some more businesses to open up.
What if counties wish to move further than the governor's order?
So unlike his other directives, Sisolak has given some wiggle room to counties, but it's probably not in the way that they'd like. Essentially, if cities or counties would like to extend the state's full stay-at-home order, they can do that. They just can't further ease restrictions put in place by the state. You know, we're actually already seeing that happen in a number of rural communities. I mean, earlier this week, the Elko County Commission passed a measure voicing support for businesses wishing to reopen. But yesterday, Sisolak urged local leaders not to encourage that, because he says state officials will continue to enforce the order on restricted businesses.
It's incumbent on the local jurisdictions through their business licensing boards, through our state boards that will be out in force to determine the ones that are licensed, for example, cosmetology. Already has inspectors in the field that visit locations, and they will be visiting locations. And I certainly hope none of the establishments put their license or the individual operators at jeopardy.
What if there's a spike in the number of COVID-19 cases after reopening? Is the governor prepared to shut the state down again?
You know, while he didn't go into specifics on the what ifs, Sisolak did address the consequences for the state if there's another spike in cases. And essentially, what he said was, if health officials can determine what's causing the spread, the state will take steps to mitigate the threat.
Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bree.